Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, since we've got all the Daily Mix Morning Show, the 10 greatest rock songs of the 90s. But first time, for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
See you now, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, birthday time. Guys, my name is Sammy.
I'm good.
Sammy. And this is my 32nd trip around the sun. I have to work graveyard tonight, but I'd love it if you guys could give me a Leroy Jenkins, the Dirty Germans, and Coach Ted talking about what to do with 32. Thanks, guys. And keep on rocking and doing what you do. That from Samantha.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, you say that you're working graveyard shift. I can only hope that means you're working in a national graveyard because, you know, see, Pickens are there.
Yeah, let's think about the graveyards. That's so awesome. It's those are deep holes.
Yeah.
There we go.
Sorry.
You're on it, Miles.
All right, Samantha, you're 32. So I guess like most Samanthas, I call you Sam. Good to know you. So what Tom called it?
Easy.
Found you sexy too, Sam. That's a joke for the Lord of the Rings people. 32? Fun age. You're welcome, Mike. 32 is a fun age. You're not mid-30s. Not like those haggard bitches you work with.
Oh, damn.
I still can't believe you watched Lord of the Rings.
You don't think I L-O-R-T?
No.
L-R-T-R? They used to call me Lortar.
Okay. I am shocked to learn that.
I haven't seen all the movies.
Oh, okay.
There's enough meme. The problem is there's enough meme culture that I was just like, Sam, all right.
Could you even watch those movies based on all the memes you know? If the movie actually came on, do you think you could get through it without just laughing?
Yeah, and I'd watch them. The Lord of the Rings ones I've heard are done really good.
Let's do it, man. Mm-hmm.
Hola, brethren. I want to give a happy 56th birthday to one-hit wonder Wade. Good dude all around.
Nice.
Good guy. How about a what the F is that, bro? An andropenis and your penis is too small. Hope you have a great day there, Wade. Love you, brother. That from the Elk Plain Drifter.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Andropenis.
Happy birthday, Wade.
I don't think most people know that they hear from what... If you listen to the station, you hear his voice once a day, every day. At the end of Castle Show, keep it weird.
Oh,
yeah, that was him like 1,000 years ago, man, but he still uses it.
Yeah. Wade, goddamn, you're old. Okay, here we go.
happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin. A couple extra locations here for the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven. Again, if you're going to the ball game tonight and the Atlanta Braves and the Mariners, If you're near Section 319, walk on over to the upper deck there at the Good Hops Beer Stand.
Mike, when we go to the Mariners Orioles, let's make sure we're in one of these sections.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to walk far.
And if you go to a different beer stand and they've got Black Raven, any kind of their beer, Trickster, whatever, you name it, especially if they have that Lime Pilsner, get yourself one of those. If you can't find our beer, Section 243 Club Level at the third base bar. Those are the two locations we have it now. If you keep drinking the beer, they will put it on in different sections and more sections, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game we're playing here in the beer-selling world.
If you're at that third base bar, say what's up to Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Also available at Country Corner Grocer, Odom Samples in Bremerton, the Rock Ridge Orchards and Cidery, Northwest Liquor and Wine 28, Purdy Liquor Market, the Purdy Liquor Market. Local Boys Tap Room, Safeway in Capitol Hill, Food Market at Key Center, I-5 Fuel Stop, QFC Holman, Safeway Puyallup in Belfair, Albertsons in Gig Harbor, the Rudlands Grocer, Huntington Corner Grocer, the Chevron Inn, Enum Claw.
Yeah.
Stanwood right. Food Mart, also the Total Wine in Puyallup, QFC in Stanwood, Safeway in Bonnie Lake, Edmunds Bowl Hardware, Safeway in Steilacoom, Safeway in West Olympia, Lakewood, Milton, Shelton. All those Safeways have it. Again, West Olympia, Lakeway, Milton, and Shelton. Tacoma Boys in Tacoma, Total Wine in Federal Way and in Silverdale, the Thrift Way in Southwest Morgan Avenue. We have Market Time Foods in Fremont, the Foss Grocer, the Pine Food Store, Village Market Thriftway in Ballinger, Safeway in Duval, Kenmore Chevron, Stillwater Grocer, Duval Family Grocer, the Super Chain, and the Gold Bar Family Grocer. Just some of the locations.
Gold Bar.
Thank you to all of you for doing that, man. That is fantastic.
It really is. And again, you headed to the game, Section 319, 243, third base bar tonight, and the Good Hops Beer Stand. Let's see if we can spread the beer around.
Yeah.
T-Mobile, that'd be a good idea.
And the hell with the Braves.
Man.
That was a great game last night. Wow. I mean, a pitching duel, game went faster. I like that a little bit, just to get like under 2-3 hours.
Sure.
It's always a good thing, and then win with a walk-off.
I mean, dude, right? Is that what
you're
pitching?
I just wouldn't mind seeing the batsman a little more electric.
Okay.
That's fair.
Ted, I have to be honest with you. When I was a kid, man, TBS and WGN, I watched the Cubs, I watched the Braves. So the Cubs were on during the day. If you're homesick or whatever, it was always great because after all the game shows and stuff you wanted to watch, Price is Right. Cubs baseball came on. Then TBS would show all the Braves games at night. And I followed them religiously just based on the fact that that was baseball.
It was available.
And it was on TV. They're not on TBS anymore. I have no idea if they are a good National League team. I'm sure most years they are, but they normally have great pitching and they've got a great team. So hopefully we can win this series tonight. All right, let's see here. Coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first...
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Steve Banks from the Daily Mix Morning Show in the house. How are you?
I'm great. One person from our show wants it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for hanging out this afternoon. Taryn's going to be a mother.
Yeah, parenting.
A mom quote. I'm going to go leave early to be a mom.
And look, Taryn, you're not fooling us, dude. We got kids. We use our kids as that excuse, too. Oh, yeah, I'd love to do that, man. My kid's sick.
I did have a moment yesterday with my kid that I realized that my kid is already smarter than me. Having like one of those moments. She had a moment like one of those little temper tantrums, and she snapped at me. I'm like, "You don't snap at your father." She's like, "Well, Dad, you snap at me." I was like, I was like, "Crap, you are right."
Yeah, well, earn a paycheck, kid. Then you can snap.
That's right.
I think the deal you make with kids, at least in my experience so far, is all right. You can snap at me a little bit once you're old enough to help me with tech. And now both of the kids, right? Because, like, I legitimately need their help sometimes. Like, hey, man, what did I do on a computer? And my son, he always just gives me the same look. Like, Jesus Christ, how does this man feed us, you know? In 2 seconds, he solved it. So I'm like, all right, that gives you a freebie to give me grief about something later.
I'll give you some advice if you'd like it.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. I said was, I'll work by not snapping at you if you work at not snapping at me. And that's how we figured it out.
This is live advice. I've had two daughters, and here's what I would say. If she has interest in soccer, basketball, whatever, right? If she shows interest, then you're in. If she doesn't, don't suggest it. The last thing you want to do is spend your Saturday and Sunday every single weekend standing outside in the rain in some elementary school that you drove an hour to get to, and then you're hungry, and then you got to bring snacks for the kids so that they have
oranges and donuts, baby.
Yeah, I mean, every time we drive by a park, my wife looks at me and goes, I hope Tatum never wants to play soccer.
Yes.
And soccer's not so bad. The sport, we talked to my son because he's an athlete and he likes to play a lot of different things. And I never wanted to bring it up. My wife's like, well, you have to bring it up. It's unfair not to. So I said, dude, do you want to play baseball? He said, no. I high-fived him. I said, thank you.
Yep.
Because the baseball parents, man, it's like all weekend, every weekend.
Those travel teams are ridiculous. Right.
That's what I mean, man. Look, they're gone. They're spending money on hotels. They're tired. They're pissed off.
Even worse, hockey.
Is hockey worse?
Every game is like, all right, you have to be at the rink at like 6 in the morning.
Oh,
and
no.
It's cold.
No.
Bands don't have gigs every Saturday and Sunday if you're in band. If you're in dance, you have a recital, but you don't every Saturday
like
and
twice
Sunday.
A year, we got to sit
if
through.
You're in theater, you have a play, but it's not every Saturday and Sunday in the rain.
I'll tell you, the only one, and my dad was good about coming to sports, the only one he didn't care was about those wrestling matches.
Oh, really?
You're just spending all weekend in a gym watching other kids wrestle. And then for maybe 9 minutes or something total, if it goes three rounds or whatever. Yeah. I can't remember how long they are. I was not very good. I always got pinned.
And that had to be the smelliest of all the sports to go to, I would say.
Oh,
that gym
brutal.
Had to get thick, dude. Yeah.
Yes. Well,
but how is this going to help my kid from snapping at me?
No, it's not.
Okay, just making sure. I was
you
like,
just say, I've stopped snapping at you. Go to your
You basically just guaranteed she's going to be an awesome soccer player.
Well, we go back to the days before kids today on Sit and Spin. We're going back to the decade known as the 90s there. Great music came out of the 90s for sure.
I think so. Absolutely, man.
I argue the 90s and the 70s are the two best eras for music.
I would agree. Right. I would agree.
So the folks at Loudwire.
So
they
we're
came
both
out,
wrong.
Yeah. We're all old.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's what that means.
The 80s was totally different music-wise. And then, it was all kinds of different stuff. There was everything from Hall & Oates and John Mellencamp to Pet Shop Boys, Culture Club.
I was going to say, but technology had a lot to do with that. So, once keyboards kind of became a new thing they introduced to music, because keep in mind, before the 80s, you weren't hearing a lot of keyboard. Mm-hmm. You might hear piano and all that, and that changed music forever, man. So you ended up with your Depeche Modes or who are they competing with?
Pet Shop Boys, Duran Duran.
Cure, stuff, man.
Susie and the Banshees.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So we have, the list was 75 of the greatest rock songs of the 90s, and we just randomly picked 10 for them.
Number 10.
Freaking love this song.
I can tell. Oh, the strong response.
Fun fact, all the members of Cracker are black.
I believe that.
All the members of Black Sabbath are white.
See?
What? Black Crowes?
Right back at you.
What about Green Day then, guys?
Right.
They're like the ultimate one-hit wonder. Yeah. I know they had the other song, like that Teen Angst song, but this is like their only big hit.
It is a cool tune, though.
I love this song.
10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
Number 9.
It's a good band, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Korn's badass.
Yeah, and the 90s are a long decade, too.
What do you mean?
It starts
longer
with,
than most.
No, but it starts, I think a lot of people think 90s rock. You think about early 90s, hair metal.
Right.
Then there's grunge stuff. And then you get into Korn and Limp Bizkit.
New metal,
as
they called it.
Yeah.
Korn kind of phase worked, and then it became the early 2000s era of music.
Yeah.
The new metal, which we were talking about this morning about what would be the big four for your new metal bands.
Ooh.
Korn and Limp Bizkit.
Does it have to be four?
I know.
Right, everything's groups of four, but it's like, are there...
Jesus.
Come on, Ted, we're counting on you. The new
Chester.
Metal.
Chester.
Park. Linkin Park. Oh, good. Yeah.
Chester Chino.
What did I say, right? Mike Shinoda raps.
10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
Number 8.
This is the beginning of the U.S.'s transition to understanding what Seattle was about to do.
Yeah.
This was because everyone had heard about Mother Love Bone, but if you're on the East Coast, you'd only really heard of them. Then you heard Andrew Wood dying, and then there's this Eddie Vedder guy who kind of sings, kind of mumbles, but this was the first time anyone really heard him.
The crazy part, though, was, in a way, I know for me,
growing up in New York, you heard of Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam became big, and then it was like, oh, here's Temple of the Dog. Like, they became big after, but the record was recorded before.
Yeah.
So, like,
correct.
The whole time frame was just strange. And then whenever you talk about it, still, like, we get texts from people that are still not over the fact that Eddie Vedder didn't show up at that Temple of the Dogs show.
Oh, really?
The last show that, you know, before Chris passed, and didn't go up there and sing this song. Everyone still, like, holds ill will towards
him.
Well,
listen, guys, I'm going to out-D you. My buddy Tony, who's the grumpiest mother effer I've ever known, he will not listen to Pearl Jam because he was upset that they replaced Andrew Wood. I'm like, brother, do you know how many decades have passed? Like, I won't do it.
What were they supposed to do?
I know exactly.
Right. These are 10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
Seven, number seven.
Yeah, hard to argue that, man.
Yep. Isn't this about the one of the girls from Veruca Salt? I think when Dave Grohl was dating, I can't remember if it was Veruca Salt, one of those female-fronted bands from the 90s. He was dating like one of the main members of the band, and this song is about her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Be careful the songs you release about people when you admit it.
10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
Six, number six.
How many albums have they put out? Because they wait, what, 7 or 8 years between albums? Mm-hmm. Honestly. Yeah.
Just maybe a handful?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think of them as like the 90s. They're Tool's just Tool.
Yeah.
And they're their own separate category.
They're like Mars. Yeah. They're in the world. Yeah.
Undertow is pretty big.
This is the making of a great playlist. That's all I know right
now. It really is.
So
man,
far, I love every song.
We should just play this afternoon. Yeah. The whole thing.
These are 10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
Five, number five.
Gosh.
I mean, Evil Empire was almost a soundtrack to my junior prom.
That's romantic.
Seriously, man.
That's an aggressive dance.
There was like, it was like the rock band came out, and like, if you liked rap, all the brothers liked this band, all the white hardcore dudes liked this band. It was just like, we were all like, it's a moment. We all agree.
Right. 10 of the best rock bands from the 90s.
Number four.
Never heard of these guys.
Yeah. Ever.
Your friend hates them, I hear.
Yeah. I don't even know if he hates them. He just refuses to listen. I'm like, how do you not listen
to Pearl Jam? You can't ignore Pearl Jam.
You can't escape them, dude.
It's going to come on.
It's like the song Smooth.
Right.
Like, you don't have to like it, but don't tell me you don't hear it, man. It is everywhere.
It's like me saying, I can't, if Taylor Swift comes on, I don't listen to it.
I honestly don't know her song. I'm sure I've heard everything she's done. I could not tell you a song from it. I just don't recognize it.
Best rock song from the 90s.
Number three.
Oh, the resurgence of Creed.
You and me both. They're back. It's unreal. People love them now. I don't know if you saw this video. They were performing somewhere, and there's like a balcony of bros. And they're all shirtless, holding each other, singing Creed. I never wanted to be in a group of shirtless men more in my entire life.
Yeah, bro culture has brought back Creed, which is weird.
They just did a gig.
I told you, I listened to it. He sounds good.
I always remember
you were saying, so look, you can like him, not like him, but dude has not lost any voice, hasn't lost a sound.
Yeah, I never liked Creed. I was a Pearl Jam fan. I was like, they're stealing your stuff. These guys suck. I hated Creed my entire life until right now, and I freaking love the band.
You know what? Truth be told, me and Nickelback as well.
Yes!
For whatever reason, I just needed a break. I think maybe some time off. And then
I will take time off to see Creed if they ever come to town. Like,
you know what? If they come, I'm going.
Dude,
man.
I think back in the day, Will Sasso did a whole bit where he was either Eddie Vedder or this guy from Creed.
Because
their voices, they do it a certain tone.
These are 10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
Number two.
This is one of the most badass tunes ever, I think, man. Not exactly a pick-me-up, but I can listen to it anytime.
I'll still never forget the time that Ted and I were trying to party at my house, and we put on Alice in Chains' Dirt.
How dark did that get?
And it was like, was it Sick Man, I think the song was like, where he goes, ah!
Yeah. And we finally looked at each other and go, I can't do this.
It's like a 2-minute song. It just starts with screaming. And we were like, we got to turn that off.
We're too high for this, man.
By the way, I'll just so you know, your text, these are in no particular order. There are 75 altogether of these tunes on the Loudwire.
This is Get Off Wiles' Back.
That's exactly right, yeah.
I can't believe this one isn't number one.
Oh, you know what? Then 10 of the best rock songs. This is number one, then. How's that?
Number one.
Let's go. Oh, randomly.
No, I will have you know.
All right.
The Two Faith No More fans in the studio at the same time.
Random.
Wow.
Hey, Mike's the one who was jamming on this. What was the game?
It was Rock Band, man.
Rock Band. And you had never heard this before.
No, when I got the game Rock Band, I was relatively new into harder rock music, and then I didn't know like any of the library that was on there, but I kept coming back to this song because it was badass.
Yes, there you go. Steve Mix, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank God you showed up.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Somebody cares.
Metallica tickets every day in May. That begins tomorrow on the Daily Mix Morning.
7:20 in the morning. We kick things off.
There we go. Jeez. All right, coming up, we will drink a toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan-favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so come on, a couple minutes. We'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Due to a demand for consistent, reliable service, the USPS is delivering more newspapers now.
Okay.
As opposed to like other delivery services or
are you saying there's a lack of paper boys?
Could be, yeah.
Well, there's a lack of people subscribing to the paper.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, I think this is more that the USPS is taking over it so that it gets there on time, on the right day. So, because the U.S. Postal Service is the reliable one.
I got to.
I delivered papers. I didn't get fired from that
job. I was going to ask.
I made that one. 12 cents a paper.
Yeah, my brother and I did it for like 2 months.
Yeah.
That is a tough job.
I think I had it for about 6 months before I finally decided, I'm done with this.
Problem is, my brother was also a bartender.
Oh.
Sometimes they'd have fun afterwards, and then it'd be like me and one of his buddies or me and my mom delivering all the Sunday papers that you have to bag up Saturday night with all the extra stuff.
Right. Coupons.
So I think after like
my hands get all black from the ink when from rolling them up.
After that happened like the second or third time, I think my mom was like, you're not doing that paper out anymore. You're not being a bartender.
You don't get paid for that time. All the prep work.
No.
You just get paid for the paper.
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And it's weird. You deliver papers like... Sometimes I just walk up to the porch and drop it off and be like, what are you doing here? And it's like, old lady, stop staring out your window. You're fine.
God. You see this massive amount of papers that I have?
Yeah, right.
Criminy. There's a family in California who has perfectly preserved a classic Chrysler coupe that has only been in their family's possession since it was bought brand new in 1928.
I thought that was corny. Then I clicked on the story, read it, saw the picture. I'm like, that's pretty bad, man.
The current owner, it was his great-grandfather's uncle that bought the thing. And it has been in their family the entire time. And that's nuts.
That is crazy, dude.
To have a, what is this, 96-year-old car... With one owner.
And it's been restored. Yeah, technically one owner. Right.
The U.S. is about to require automatic emergency braking for cars in the next 5 years.
I just assume they all kind of had it.
Well, there's ABS.
I'm thinking about anti-lock.
Yeah, so the anti-lock braking system, that's pretty well standard in cars these days. However, now there's a lot more that kind of have those sensors where they will... hit the brakes on your car if you're not paying attention for it.
But
I think that's going to start being required. Which
make sure you perfect the technology. That's all. That's my only thing. You can come up with requirements. I get it. It is what it is. Make sure it works.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it has to be like a 98% it works rating to me before you make this mandatory in someone's car.
Also,
right, because look at all the how many people. There's a guy who just got a vehicular homicide because he put his Tesla in autopilot.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And I mean, they
hit a motorcyclist here.
Oh, crying.
Yeah, and he's like, and look, I get it. You know, you're telling people, look, you still have to pay attention to the road, blah, blah, blah. Right. But when you also tell people it's self-driving, they're not going to.
Right.
Because you call it self-driving. So either call it something else or make the standards more rigorous before you call it self-driving. So the self-braking thing. You know, it's like anything. Our cars in the shop currently have a rental. And the only reason why, because something with the computer system in there.
Ah.
Right? And we got to get that fixed. And that's fine. We'll do it. It's not that. But, like, man, these things break down. Human error is going to be human error. It's been that way from day one. But if you're telling us to rely on the computer system needs to be more reliable.
Well, the good news is that'll be cheap.
I trust me. I got the cost of it yesterday, and all I could say was, Jesus Christ.
I also believe that there's way too damn many people on the road that honestly should not be on the road.
A lot of them.
I mean, pulling in yesterday into our parking garage, and I get it. She had probably just never been to a parking garage in her entire 95,000 years of living. She stopped all the way at the top and is staring at that little board over there that has nothing to do with anything going on, and then just crawls down the ramp to down there, manages to curb her frickin' car.
Are you kidding?
Before having to reverse and then go through it again to where she can stare at the button of what she's gonna do here to get in this parking garage and then put her car in park so that she can get out. It's like, I have to go to work!
I mean, it happened to me this morning. Backing down. It's like, there's giant arrows. You can't go this way.
Right.
They make them big, and they're directly where you're looking.
Right.
And look, you're still confused.
And you followed signs that said exit all the way up.
Right. And that's the thing, is I can get that. You missed your turn, you missed your exit, I get it. We're traveling quickly. You are not traveling that fast in this parking garage where you shouldn't know you can't go this way.
Correct.
Okay, before I get too fired up, you guys do anything extra in the shower besides just cleaning yourself? You guys take advantage of the time in the shower to do something extra while you're in there?
Do you masturbate? Yeah. No, I'm
no.
not a big...
No, I don't.
Hell?
No. That's not my go-to spot
neither.
For it.
Dirty birds,
that's
dude.
My deep thinking.
I have.
I don't typically masturbate.
I have, Ted. It's not something I regularly do, but it has happened.
Standing up a lot.
That's just a mess, man.
Is that wrong of me?
It doesn't always go
is
down the drain. VD, help me out.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
10 smart things to do in the shower besides washing yourself. If you're looking to save a little money and keep from making an ungodly mess because you live in a condo, might I suggest field dressing your deer in your bathtub? Make sure that shower rod is bolted into the wall. If it's a tension rod, it ain't gonna hold that deer. Then hang it upside down so you can make sure it drains into your tub. Then you can begin to skin Bambi while she's still warm. Just make sure that skinning knife is nice and sharp. And cleanup is easy peasy pumpkin squeezy.
You're not allowed to skin Bambi, VD.
That's only because you can skin her mom.
No, you can't skin her mom either, man. I suppose there is a doe season in there, I guess.
Depends on the state where you're at, what you're hunting
deer,
with.
A female deer, Ray. I drive my... Oh, done with the song. All right, let's cut it off here. Sorry, Mammy. Your mom didn't make it to the first song.
Thank God. So these are smart things to do in the shower. Besides washing yourself, spoiler alert, they're not exactly the smartest things to do while you're in the shower. It just sounds like a whole lot of waste of water.
You can brush your teeth. You can water your plants.
You can shave.
Yeah.
I definitely shave.
Can you do a shower beer? I mean, get a head start.
You know what you can do? Exercise.
What?
Yeah.
What, like arm stuff?
So this person says, I enjoy doing a quick workout in the shower for two reasons. It's efficient and I'm clean afterward. Some things you can try are squats, wall pushes, and calf raises. Just make sure to practice caution so that you don't slip.
That's the issue. It's a slippery place, man. Mm-hmm.
Anybody meditate in the shower?
No.
No, I mean, I definitely get in my own head in the shower in a good way.
Sure.
Because typically it's the last thing I do before I'm going to leave the house to come to work.
Yeah.
So that's when whatever happened in the morning, it is gone. Knuckle down, focus, and visualize, what do I need to do for the workday?
Well, and yeah, the shower is a nice spot to basically calm yourself, but meditation is an entirely different thing as far as my brain goes.
Absolutely.
See, I don't know. Like, if you're just deep in thought and kind of get lost, that's almost a form of meditation.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've done it before, and you're just sitting there and you're just zoned out, just letting water hit the back of your neck.
My issue, for whatever reason, once water starts hitting me and I'm comfortable, I do not zone out. I laser focus.
Okay.
Because I got my day in front of me.
Sure.
I need to know what I need to do because I want to get it done so that I can zone out later, like when we're doing this show. You know what I'm saying, Fred? Ted Sermon.
Anybody?
Yeah, and I will say, if I'm having a nice, relaxing shower like that, it's either at night or on the weekend.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I'm with you. It's the last thing I do before I leave the house.
Yes. Anybody clean the shower while they're in there?
I did it Saturday.
Grab a scrub brush and just start cleaning after it.
That's the best time to do it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was like, well, I'm here.
Yeah. I don't want to say what I experienced, but I had to use my kid's shower, and man, it looked like, I don't know, a tumbleweed had been hit with a hand grenade. You would think it looked like Burt Reynolds' chest.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my God, man. Trust me, I had to pull the kids in. Like, what
the hell's that?
I know what it is.
You pulled them both in together or individually?
Together. I know where it's from. And no, because that's going to be between the two of them. I'm letting you know, because both of you need to hear this message now, that is unacceptable. Whatever it is you choose to do in there, you need to clean it up better.
Does anybody practice for any kind of a presentation? Preparing for a speech, practice makes perfect, especially when you can do it in the shower.
If you have to, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
There are times that I'll like warm up for an auction.
I've given Oscar speeches in there, and I'm not even an actor.
See, and I do my rock concerts in there.
Do you do your rock concerts?
It's more dramatic when the rain's coming down on me, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Foot up on the side of the tub.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Rock out, man.
Yes, sir. Smart things to do in the shower besides washing yourself. They say capture your aha moment.
What does that mean?
I found it. I have one.
Mm-hmm. So they actually recommend
Your mental G-spot.
A waterproof notepad called Aqua Notes. It sticks to the shower wall and allows people to write down any important thoughts as soon as they pop up.
Okay.
I should actually probably do it. I feel like most of the ideas that I come up with for the show that I like are probably in the freaking shower.
Right?
Mm-hmm. What show is that you like? What's the show you like? Regis?
Oh, no, I'm writing for other people, not this one.
They say use essential oils.
I've never done that.
A mind-body psychotherapist in New York suggests adding a couple drops of essential oils to your bath or shower to help boost your mood or calm down after a hectic day.
I don't take baths.
Man, treat yourself. If I
go someplace and I'm staying somewhere and they have a big tub that you can get in, I am all in. My bathtub, I can't stretch my legs out. Like, my knees are up in the air. It's not comfortable.
Yeah,
like,
my typical home bathtub.
I did it when I had to take like Epsom salt baths because of medical issues.
Oh,
but other than that,
because your ass was on fire.
I know, I'm not jumping in there. Like,
my butt.
I enjoy a shower. I like the water hit my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Epsom salts or tweaked a muscle and you got to take an ice bath. It's about the only time I'm in my own bathtub. Yeah. But if it's a big one, I'll use it.
Hell yeah.
But a lot of soaps, too, have essential oils in them.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Bronner's kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. Those are good. Awesome soap.
Smart things to do in the shower besides wash yourself. They say sing your heart out. I would recommend waiting until everybody's out of the house. Otherwise, you look stupid.
And not do it when they're there. They can suffer with you. It's okay.
What would be an awkward song to sing in the shower just to make everybody else feel a little uncomfortable? Like, are you doing Barbie Girl by Aqua?
Oh, God.
Are you doing Creep by Radiohead?
Radiohead would be something pretty depressing.
My lady does always put on the jams when she's in the shower, and I can always tell what mood she's in based on the music that she's playing.
Okay. It's raining, man.
If you hear her, Earl's dead, you should run.
Ooh, yeah. Catch up on the news. Patrick cautions that news radio can be distractions as you're driving, particularly if you get passionate about certain topics. Instead, invest in a shower radio and catch up on current events while you wash your hair.
No, I'd rather be angry in the car. Because you're going to be angry in your car anyway.
I get you.
You know what I mean? It's just another piece of why you're already annoyed as opposed to... In the shower, if you're a jackass or an idiot or rich people doesn't get things, you're not invited in there. This is my space.
Yeah, I mean, I watch enough sports to come on early in the morning. I've definitely had it on my phone and been like, well, I got a shower. And then just kind of have it playing in the background on the counter.
There you go. Have a brainstorming session. There you go, Mr. Hill. Oh, planning an outfit for a birthday party and making a mental checklist of errands for the following day. The privacy of the shower affords the opportunity for a mental workout. And then
I was going to say, also, you don't lose arguments in your own shower.
That's a fact, dude.
You're right.
Yeah.
Even if you're wrong.
But like, yeah, but you feel good there.
How many people have you stood up to in the shower?
Everyone.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
No one.
I will say this, after getting my Seattle utility bill today,
oh yeah,
I'm making a shower now like a pit stop. I am getting in there.
Wham, wham.
I'm not letting the water run. I'm going to get in cold, let it warm up.
Right.
By the time the water gets warm, I will be washed and out.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going on with the cost of water. Holy hell.
I stay in there, man. I'm like, this is my moment. This is why I work.
I'm with you. My water bill is like my biggest utility.
Remember I told you that I thought that I did have a running toilet. I thought that was the culprit. Okay. No. It's only $10 less this month. Or like 2 months, whatever it is.
Jeez. But then this is the number one smart thing to do in the shower, besides washing yourself.
Exactly.
Relish the solitude. The shower is known as an off-limits space. It's a place where we are almost certainly not going to be bothered. Let's see here.
Is that why you did the other nine things?
Exactly.
Right, because this is your private time.
Right. It's the time that you can actually take a deep breath.
I'm singing, I'm thinking, I'm yelling, I'm standing up, I'm doing all the stuff.
Exactly.
And again, kind of like Miles is saying, because the water bills in Seattle, but like, when I stay in hotels, like, I've showered 2-3 times a day. It's even before I go to bed, like, screw it. Take another shower.
Well, we don't have a lot of water here, so it makes sense.
There's a gym downstairs with showers in there.
Oh, yeah.
If I was smart, I'd never shower at home.
Damn right.
I'd just come here and shower.
A monster tormenting a 3-year-old in North Carolina was a little more real than her parents realized, Miles.
Did you say a monster?
A monster.
A monster.
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to get tested on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently.
with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.